see that all the time we lost is really time we need. No time left to bleed, no time to sin and greed. No time to grow, we just run into time. So where are we going? Now it's time to decide. Because the truth and the evil's always ready to die. Then it's too much to say that it doesn't matter anyway. And if there's nothing to get through it away, because this is the beginning of the end.
Susan, Janice, this is the first showcase. A new living room. A Raw Hill living room featuring Comfermatic spring vase, Harvard frame, self-decking matching arm covers, Broyhill Premier Cushion and Scotch Guarded by Broyhill. And to add color to any room, this carpeting. 40 square yards of carpeting, Down's newest creation, Misty Isle. A cut and loop carpet with an elegant silken sheen and a classic appearance. Soft two-tone colorations, truly unique in appearance and in many colors by Down's. And for your musical enjoyment, an organ. Even if you never played a note, the Lowry organ helps make music playing easy. The Genie feature delivers sounds of drums, piano, guitar, and other instruments from Lowry organs. And finally, for fun in the desert, there's a dune buggy! This four-seater dune buggy has a 40-horsepower engine, quartz running lights, full synchromesh transmission, and flying antenna for off-road fun in the desert or on the dunes. And this showcase can be yours if the price is right.
Mushrooms, olive chives.
Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives.
Me, therapy, therapy, advertising causes me. Therapy, therapy, advertising causes me. Therapy, therapy, advertising causes. Therapy, therapy, advertising causes.
Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives.
Pepperoni, angry peppers, mushrooms, olive chives.
Need therapy, therapy, advertising causes me. Therapy, therapy, advertising causes me. Therapy, therapy, advertising causes. Therapy, therapy, advertising causes. Therapy, therapy, advertising causes. Therapy, therapy, advertising causes.
Hi, this is Mary Chan, and you're listening to Radio Freak America.
Security alert, all decks.
After very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your system sucks.
Hey, I don't believe that any system is totally secure.
Remember, hacking is more than just a crime.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Damn it. To know, and I need to know now.
You are listening to Radio Freak America.
Hey, what's up? This is Richard Oakley here. Hit me back up on this number, girl. You know what's up.
Sent Sunday at 7:55. P.M.
Hi, this is Mute, and welcome to Radio Freak America.
Radio Freak America!
Thank you, thank you.
End of message. To erase this message, press 7. To save it, press 9. Resaved. Next message. Sent Sunday at 9:33 p.m.
This is Mute, and this is the a dude from Red Streak.
Hey, this is Jeff from Red Streak, and I'm here with my pals from Radio Freak America. And let me tell you something. I got one thing to say to all you radio freaks. Rock and roll, hoochie coo.
End of message. To erase this message, press 7. To save it, press 9. Resaved. Next message. Sent Sunday at 10:28 p.m. Message. To erase this message, press 7. To save it, press 9. Resaved. Next message. Sent today at 5:34 p.m.
And I forgive you for all the lies. can't damn the things you did to me. And all the pain that I tried to play, the things that I thought did find me. And I will finish, I will see, and I will play with you once again. I take myself and live forever.
Okay, this is the 50th episode of Radio Freak America, semi-special, I would think. Do you guys agree?
Definitely.
Absolutely. The 50th episode, spectacular.
That's right, spectacular. Especial. Next week is actually the one-year anniversary of Radio Freak America. It's on the 19th, and the first show aired on the 20th last year. But this one is quite special. As you heard from the beginning, it's special. I mixed a special intro. We've got special guests on that intro. Actually, Mute, tell us about how you got that special guest.
Well, as some hackers may know, you might know of a guy named Kevin Mitnick. He was a hacker. Oh, wait, nah, fuck it. You already know the story. Anyways, he got freed January 21st. Emmanuel Goldstein came over to California, and on the screensaver is a show on Tech TV. They initiated Kevin back onto the internet. Emmanuel had to go back to New York. So him and some other people in his, like, posse, if you will, went back from California to New York. But they did this by going up through the northern states. Well, if you're the northern part of that is, well, it's also going to, you're going to hit Chicago. So a bunch of us asked him to come by, and of course he did. I wasn't able to make that meeting. It was a Tuesday, and I was just really busy that day. But I was able to call in. I was able to call the payphones. I was talking to my friends on the payphones a lot. But I had my friend Battery give Emmanuel the phone, and I recorded that up. He was sort of confused. I actually might have an outtake of what he said before, but I think I deleted it. But it was funny.
He was confused. What do you mean he was confused?
I told him, say, this is Emmanuel Goldstein, welcome to Radio Freak America. He says, this is Emmanuel Goldstein, welcome to Radio America Freak. Wait, what was I supposed to say?
He was probably, dude, straight up, he was probably loopy from traveling. I mean, traveling across the United States like that. And were they driving a rental? Do you know what they were driving, by the way?
Maybe it was the van, I don't know.
Seriously, they drive that 2600 van? That thing is, like, rusting out.
I'm pretty sure.
Did you guys see that van? It was, like, rusting out at H2K2, man.
Wait a minute, they're driving that van around after that whole SUV thing. Does that make them terrorists?
Oh.
No, I don't think so. That's a very cool van, by the way.
If they drove that there, you definitely got to get pictures of that, man. I love that thing.
Yeah, no doubt. It's very cool. It definitely would not be very comfortable. That would be a long, long cross-country trip. So this show, it is special, especially because what we mixed into it, and actually the most special part comes at the end. So you have to listen through all our ranting and all our crap to hear the good stuff. It's not going to be anything, how do I say it? We're just going to talk some trash, man. We're just going to be talking what we want to talk about right now. We're just, you know, no freak news, no lack of security award, nothing structured. We're just going to talk about little tech stuff we dig. I am going to talk a little housekeeping, though, first. I have to apologize to anybody, especially like last week when I started streaming the show. Somebody was on the archive server, and I can't tell you how happy it makes me feel when I see those lights blinking, when I see people downloading from the archive server. Again, archives.oldschoolfreak.com. There's links on oldschoolfreak.com. It makes me happy, oh so happy, to see those lights blinking. And when I had to stream the show at 9 p.m. Mountain, 8 Pacific, Wednesday night, it made me sad when I had to disconnect that person. And I did because I want that stream to be solid. I don't want it dropping. I've just got it working well. I don't want it to sound crappy. I want people to enjoy the show, to enjoy the stream, and be able to download from the archive. So I shut down the archive server during the stream. I also shut down the archive server when I'm on the LAM, L-A-M, in another country. not on the LAM, like Bestiality LAM. And when I'm downloading like ISOs or something like that, I'll shut down the server when I got huge, huge things I have to download. So when those things happen, if the server's down, it's very temporary. I'm doing something. It'll get back up and you can get your old episodes. So please, please bear with me, because I really, honestly, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel so good. You know, if people would, let me know what you've gotten on off the server. Let me know what you want. And keep going. Archives.oldschoolfreak.com. Because believe me, I sacrifice for that. I sacrifice for you guys. I want to make sure that that everybody has access to alternative media and material of the hacker type. I actually have a couple of emails. You guys get any emails lately? I thought you did. Stank, did you get something?
Which one?
Yeah, I thought so. Well, I've got a couple really good ones that I want to actually read. It's been a while since I've read some email. This first one is from Icon, and if anybody's gone to the site, you know that Icon has been contributing like a mad mother. 4 or 5 articles just recently. So, here's what Icon writes. More files I had in my box. By the way, your page is becoming one of the best underground sites ever. I'm glad to even be a part of you hosting some of my files. And then, have you ever thought of posting scans or other freaking jive? Nonetheless, I believe you have a very good site and hope to see it expand more and more in the future. Well, I'm out of here. Until next time, peace out, Icon. It's a very good email. Very good email. And why is it a good email right here? By the way, your page is becoming one of the best underground sites ever. I'm glad to even be a part of you hosting some of my files. Okay, he actually, in one sentence, says that we have a great site, and the next, he tells us why by saying, I'm glad to even be, this is really crappy, I print out a text file and there's no word wrap, so it's really funky. I'm glad to even be a part of you hosting some of my files. That is why the site is so good, because he contributed, because everybody's contributed. We're actually going to give some shout-outs and thanks at the end of the show. That's why the site is so good, because people contribute, because he sent me text files, because people send pictures of stickers on their casts. You know, that...
that's 86 calculators.
What's that?
TI-86 calculator.
That's right, TI calculators. That's what makes it such a good site. Seriously, that is the reason why. It's not me. It's not just me and Stank and Mute. It's not everybody else that was on the show. It's everybody in the community that contributes. So thank you, Icon, for the files, and thank you for that email. Next, I just got this one today, and oh, this is going to be hell to read. God, it cuts off words, everything. Oh, well. All right, here we go. Give it a shot. Hey, I sent an email. Okay, he said he sent an email to Condor. Condor is really busy lately. Actually, miss Condor. Condor, we miss you. Okay, so here's what I sent up to. This is, again, from Joshua. Hi, I stumbled upon your site this past week looking for some interesting MP3 radio shows about hacking or freaking to download. I just got this new MP3 CD player, so I was on a downloading spree. Well, anyway, I found you guys and listened to some of the shows, and I have about half of the episodes on a CD, along with Off the Hook. Very good listening, by the way. You guys cover a pretty broad area of knowledge, and I enjoy listening. Thank you very much. Yeah, you know, I've gotten that a lot. Actually, you guys might have remembered that as well. A lot of people have said we have a broad range on the show, and that makes me happy, because actually I try to do that, and I'm glad that people see that.
Well, diversity, that's what makes it interesting.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the learning, and we've said this before, the learning is infinite, so, man, you're going to get a broad range of topics, and I'm glad people actually see that and find that enjoyable. This is the good stuff right here. I was wondering if it would be possible to be on one of the upcoming shows. I have been an active Linux community member since around 97, I think, and not. See, it's chopped off words. What a bunch of crap! And letters are totally gone. There's no S there. And since Linux stuff comes up quite often. I used to be a staff member of themes.org back when it was still alive and kicking and before they changed the system, and of course before they moved to Freshmeat. I got to know quite a few people this way, and also through another project, which is these days at openverse.com. Man, I'm so sorry, Josh, I'm butchering this, but I shouldn't have printed out, I should have read off the screen. Let's see, we have had booths at Linux World a few times. Check this out. Well, last year I worked for the now defunct Loki Software doing tech support and QA for their games before they closed shop due to bankruptcy. Yeah, which they did, by the way. I don't know if you guys know that. Loki actually they package games with, what was the last one? Red Hat 7.2 had a couple of games from Loki, included when you bought the box version. You got Rune and some other game, like a real-time strategy game. You know, full Linux games right there. It was phenomenal. They were a good company. I'm sorry to see them go. So this guy knows the stuff, and I'm not going to go through the rest. I don't want to butcher it anymore. He might not want it read on the air. I don't know, but probably not if he's using his name. So again, Joshua, thank you for the email. And guess what? We are going to have Joshua on the show. I actually got a chance to talk to him. Actually, Mute and I have. And the dude is awesome. I learned a lot from him just chatting with him, you know, for a half hour, I don't know what it was. So we're going to get him on the show. We're going to talk some Linux. He actually has some ranting to do right on, more rant about technology. So it's going to be phenomenal. Definitely, definitely tune into the next few shows. I think that's all the housekeeping I had. Let me look at my freaking butchered notes here. Yeah, I think that's it. Butchered email, archives. That's it. I got some little tech stuff I want to talk about. You guys got anything offhand right now before I start going?
Oh, I just wanted to add to that, kind of summarize that and say that I'm glad that, you know, people do find us approachable and we're not, you know, the furthest thing from elitist. You know, I've kind of heard people in the past that they had problems entering hacking communities or forums or things like that because they get attacked and they get put down and stuff like that. And, you know, I work real hard to not let that happen with DDP and not let that happen at the show. And I know you guys feel the same way. So, you know, everybody out there has so much stuff they can bring to the table. And, you know, we'd love to talk to people and have people on the show and you know, work together.
Hear, hear. Hear, hear.
I want to say that it is how it's set up, that the hacking community, if you will, is supposed to be, and rightfully so, a tight-knit group. Hard for someone that doesn't know where to go and what to see and what to do exactly, because a lot of people out there are very covert. You know, we've talked, me and Duel talked about a lot about our 2600 meetings. If you don't dress the right way and you don't talk the right way, you're not gonna get their attention.
Right.
So it's good to have outlets like HackerMind that really hope a lot that they're coming back. I know they're coming back. I'm thinking about every day that they have to come back.
Hope so.
And like Radio Freak America and DDP, that you have to have these open outlets that will just accept people for what they are, and the only thing that we ask for is learning. The want to learn mentality. If that's what you have, we don't care what you know, as long as you want to learn.
Exactly. And you know what? That's perfectly put, by the way, Mute. And there's another thing, and I think I've found this, especially with you guys, with DDP, with everybody I've talked to in the community, really, that people are accepting. You know, even if you're, and I hate to say it, a newbie, you know, people are pretty much accepting. But you also have to be accepting of people who might have quirks, you know, idiosyncrasies. Because this community is filled, people who love technology are like that, you know? I know I've got some, and everybody is, and I found that people are very, very accepting. The Hacker's Manifesto, where he states that the ether that we're in, the online community, the internet, doesn't look at race, doesn't look at economic standing, doesn't look at your religious or political standings. It's the technology that matters, and that's what I've found. I have found that acceptance. I really have. It doesn't matter what race you are, what gender you are, if you like lambs or not, it doesn't matter. So not only are we thirsting for knowledge and we want to learn from each other, we're very, very accepting. So at least that's what I found. If it's not like that, where you're going or who you're hanging with, you know what? Go find somebody else, because that's okay too.
Hey, come to us.
No doubt, man. Noob friendly, I think is what you said.
Yeah, noob friendly.
That's right. Well, thank you. Wow, that was good. That was kind of heartfelt, man.
Oh, that touching, was nice. Touching.
That was touching.
Very special episode.
Very special episode. I'm going to cry. Sponsored by Hallmark.
Here.
I want to talk about police scanners.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can go, and I'm sure a lot of you know this, you can go to shoutcast.com, pick talk for the genre, and more often than not, find a scanner from a certain town, country, city around the world. During the Olympics, I would listen to the scanners in Utah, in Salt Lake City. Just recently, I listened to some scanners in the Netherlands. You can hear different scanners all the time, so check that out. Go to shoutcast.com. Over on the right, you'll see genre, pick talk, and usually near the bottom, because there's only a couple people listening, like me and Mute and, like, you know, the server itself, you will find police scanners that you can listen to live. And it's really cool when you hear the ones around the world, because you get to hear a different language, you know, see if you get any piece of English in there. It's really cool. So check that out. Shoutcast.com. Listen to police scanners. Sometimes on that, well, I haven't seen it recently, but in the past, I would see re-airings of Off the Hook.
Oh.
Yeah, on that, in that talk genre section. I don't know who restreams it, but I would see Off the Hook, and sometimes I would listen to that, you know, just if you don't have it handy, or it's nice to listen to. So,
that'd be really cool if they rebroadcast RFA.
Wouldn't that be nice? Hey, feel free, man. Do whatever you want with it. Like Sean K says, you know, transcribe it, you know, and give it to your local priest or something. I don't know. Do whatever you want with the show. It's all yours, baby.
Check this out. They got one called Prank World. Hilarious phone pranks. Send pranks and comments.
On what?
They got funny ones.
At Shoutcast?
Yeah, at Shoutcast.
The talk genre?
The talk section, yeah.
No kidding. That's cool. There you go. Even more fun stuff. What's it called again? Prank what?
It's called Prank World.
Prank World. Hey, you know what I saw the other day for the first time? Was it Crank Anchors?
Oh, the puppets, yeah.
Yeah, dude, that was weird, man. I was tripping.
It's pretty psychedelic there with the visualization.
Dude, that was messed up, man. That was like, that made Teletubbies look normal, man. Seriously.
That's Jimmy Kimmel's show.
Is it really?
That's one of his babies, and I don't remember where I saw him talking about it, but it's basically like a lot of his comedian friends and some of the Saturday Night Live people, and Wanda Sykes does one of the voices fairly regularly. She's hilarious, and Will Ferrell has been on there, and I think David Spade. Just a lot of comedians, a lot of the friends of his from the show business, I guess you call it, and they just do it, and it's not like a paid gig or anything like that. It's like just friends, you know. They just get together and do it, which is kind of cool, with all the money in Hollywood they're just doing something cool for the fun of it, you know.
Kind of like us.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So it's got to be messed up if it's not for money, dude, because it was fully messed up. It was like a perverted, demented Sesame Street, man, like Muppets. It was weird. It was really weird. It was actually pretty funny. I did enjoy it. A little bit, I guess. I don't know if I'd go out of my way to watch it again, but I guess the novelty was...
Maybe when nothing else is on, then, you know, Crank Anchor.
Yeah, okay, I'll watch them.
I'm fine.
It's one of those things
puppeteered crank
when calls. You happen to catch it on, then you kind of get stuck watching, or you kind of get hooked watching it,
I think it was like 3 o'clock in the morning and I was watching it, too. Just got out of a freaking bleeding-eyed hacking session and turn on the tube, going to bed, and there's Crank Anchors. I was tripping.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, oh my god, that is weird. It was like Karl Malone and Barbie dolls or something. It was weird.
You know what I'm dying to do with that show? I don't know if you guys noticed this, but the beginning of the show, where it does this, like, I don't know if you've even seen the opening, but there's like this flying through of this make-believe city with all these color cardboard, you know, it's a fake cartoony type thing. But I swear, it goes by too fast, but I swear there's little things written here and there. Like, I know one or two I caught, like, written by such and such, created by, but I think there were some other little things, like some of the names of the storefronts, I think, were little funny jokes and stuff like that. So I've never taped one, but I might have to tape it and, like, freeze frame it and see what all the little hidden jokes and little things like that are in the opening.
Typical hacker, man. Analyze the hidden messages.
Exactly. It's all about the hidden messages.
Yeah, well, shit, let us know, man. I'm actually very curious now. Tebow. Actually, you know what? Rax told me he's going to build... Look at my stream of consciousness, man. I'm just jumping all over. Rax told me he was going to build his homemade Linux personal video recorder. So, Rax, if you hear this show, man, let us know how it goes. You guys have a Tebow, either of you?
No, I'm trying to build one, you know, a PC-based one myself. I don't know. I still don't feel comfortable enough with Linux yet to try to do that, unless, you know, Rex can teach me a little bit on how to do it. But yeah, I was thinking of putting together like a little, you know, 200-300, like that one that you bought for $200.
Right.
A system like that should be powerful enough, and just stream it in, and just put a big fat Mac Daddy hard drive or two in there. And,
yeah, huge one.
Yeah, you're good to go.
That would rock, man.
Yeah, I don't have a TiVo. They're like damn expensive, and we also have satellite. You gotta buy like the one with the receiver.
Yeah, because it's a monthly fee, right?
Yeah. And it's like insane. There's like you gotta buy the receiver because it's integrated, or it's gonna go digital to analog to digital.
Ew.
So it's like weird. I'll figure it out, but I'm not sure. I'm a little skeptical on that because I can usually catch the show I need, or
right.
It's just are replaying like constantly.
Would that degrade your signal? I mean, would your show start to look crappy converting it that much?
Yeah, if it was, but that's only. But if you buy the box, like we have Dish Network,
right?
Buy the Dish Network box that has the PVR in it, then there's no difference.
Do you get like email? Doesn't Dish Network have the ability to get email and stuff off your receiver?
Oh yeah, I know. But I always go. There's a mailbox, and I always look at. There's always empty.
Huh.
I got a single email.
No spam.
Speaking of,
okay. You guys keep talking. I actually want to show something live on the air. Hold on one second. Crap.
Dang, he's losing it. He can't show anything.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me show you. I'm trying to show you guys pictures. Look at this picture.
He's holding it up to the microphone.
I can't. Oh, man, I can't fear.
He's still waiting. Okay, let's start.
All right. Hey, I did mention Off the Hook. Did I ever talk about Free Speech TV and the airing of Off the Hook?
Airing of Freedom Downtime.
Yeah, Freedom Downtime. Sorry, I'm going through my phone here.
All right. Oh, that's cool.
Ah! All right, I guess I'll have to figure it out later.
My cable company, I think I've said this many times before, is real, real bad. They don't give
keep talking.
A very big variety at all, so I don't get cool stuff like that.
Yeah, actually, Dish Network does carry Free Speech TV. It was like on a really weird time during the day. I was never able to catch it.
So it's not a 24-hour channel. It's one of those.
It's a 24-hour channel, but Freedom Downtime was that weird. It was like at 5 o'clock.
Oh,
all
right.
9 o'clock, like 12, and then like it was just whacked out times.
Right. Now, see, that's all the reason to get. The satellite is to get a lot of those obscure channels, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of independent film channels and stuff like that that I enjoy. And you know, I only get that off the web, off the net. And you know, I know if you get the satellite, but again, I live down here where satellites are frowned upon, so I don't really have that luxury either. I'm stuck with I have no choice. You talk about a forced monopoly of the cable industry. I have no choice. I'm not allowed to get a satellite dish. Yet, I have no choice of which cable company I would prefer to use either, so I'm basically stuck. This is what you get. Deal with it.
Sometimes. I think, actually, like the consumer satellite, like Dish Network, DirecTV, they do cater to a lot of channels, but to get really, really like granular in what you're looking for, mm-hmm. you go for those big big dishes that people have in the backyard.
Yeah,
you can point to different satellites and they pick up like feet and stuff.
Those right. dishes that you could like
I think I mentioned before, I grew up on a 32-acre farm out in the country, and we didn't have cable run out there because way out there wasn't economically feasible for them, so we had one of those great big dishes out there, and you could tune it in to only one satellite at a time, so you know, some of the satellites had many signals on it, but yeah, anytime you wanted to dial into another channel or something else from a different satellite, you'd have to go in there and crank the damn thing up to figure out where it was, and you have to yell in the house, "Can you see it now? Is it still fuzzy?" You have to go through that whole process, so a lot of cable companies would have 4, 5, 6 dishes pointing to each different one, and that's how they pull them in, and they don't have to worry about adjusting them so much unless another satellite goes up for some reason or another.
Yeah.
I remember when I was, well, your age, for lack of a better... I remember when I was had to go out there when my parents were out one weekend, and I went up and cranked that bad boy up to the Playboy satellite channel, and then forgot to turn it back on. So when the folks came home Monday, guess who got busted?
Awesome.
How was that?
Very good. Very good. Okay, I figured it out finally. Okay, what were we talking? Were we talking about Off the Hook or something? Anyways, I figured it out. What I did, I have AT&T Wireless, and I don't know if you guys find the same thing. If you send a bad text and or picture message, but hopefully we'll see what happens shortly. What I did is I went through and I found, actually I sent a picture, I think this time, to a bad number. Basically any number without an area code, you have to have an area code for it to work, and then something will happen, and it's a bit much. Well, actually we're just gonna have to wait. There it goes. There's one. There's two. There's three. And there's four. That should be it. Usually it's four. Okay, that's it. So I just received... Here's what I did. I sent a text message basically to any phone number without an area code. I almost said it without an NPA. Without an area code. And what happens is you receive 4 error messages in return stating, please resend message with area code. Your message to whatever number could not be delivered. And that's fine. I could see getting one message, but I get 4, and it's consistent. All the time, you get 4 error messages in return. I just think that's a bit much. It's actually quite enjoyable.
Wonder if it's breaking up the size of the message into 4 separate packets, and each one of them is getting turned down, so therefore generating 4 messages.
Good point. Maybe I should send like one character.
Yeah, try different sizes and see if one character generates 4, and if 40 characters generates 4.
Okay, I'm sending an A right now to a number with
a freaker.
With no area code. So it's sending a very short message. Okay, it definitely did not take as long to send. Okay, something beeped, but I didn't receive another message, so I don't know what happened there. I'd have to clear my messages. Actually, let me...
How long was the hesitation before you got the error messages?
Well, I don't know if that beep was stating that it was sent. So let me erase everything. It asked for my security code, which I changed. God, okay. Okay, so now we've got no messages. Let me write another message with one character. Send it to the number with no area code. Sending. Doesn't take long at all. You're exactly right.
Only got one error?
Yep, you're exactly right. It must be the size of the message.
It's packetizing it. You can probably, if you really wanted to mathematically calculate it, figure out their exact packet size. That'd be interesting for trivial knowledge, I guess.
Yeah, it would be. That is awesome. Awesome. Hey, we figured something out right on the air. What? So that's what happens. So the bigger message, as your message increases, so do your error messages.
So if you want to mess with a friend, grab their phone, send a big message, and run like hell.
That's right. DOS their phone. You know, I want to give some thanks, some shouts and some thanks. I don't know how long we've been recording, personally.
Good half hour. We're fine.
You think so?
Keep rolling.
All right. Well, I want to take this opportunity then, on the 50th episode, to give some shouts, to give some thanks to some people. First of all the Agents of Freedom, everybody on that page, go check out the Agents of Freedom page, the crew page at oldschoolfreak.com. I want to thank everybody there. Everybody who's been on RFA, the whole RFA crew.
Past, present, and future.
That's right. I want to thank Sim and Rant Radio for definitely hosting us. I want to thank Bland Inquisitor. I want to thank Gluco. I want to thank CXI. I want to thank Turmoil, Icon, Captain B. Everybody who I might have forgotten. Everybody who's ever contributed to the show. Art, articles, stories, links, anything. I want to thank everybody. That covers it, man.
Ditto. Everybody in DDP. I'm going to make a shout-out to everybody on DDP.
Hell yeah.
And everybody in the forums in general, you know, have great conversations. I learn a lot of good stuff. So definitely want to thank them for participating.
Yeah, you know, I remember when we were first making the show, and I wanted to come up with a file naming convention for the MP3 files. And I was thinking, well, boy, I'll just name them, RFA and then the two numbers. And I thought, well, maybe I should put a 0, just in case we get past, 99, 100, it'll sort properly in any operating system. And Rack said, man, that'd be phenomenal if you actually got to use that, if you got past 100. And we're halfway there. You know, I think that's amazing. You know, next week will be a year.
And that's 1 year, so, another year from now.
Yeah, it could be 100. And honestly, I never ever would have thought that it would have gone this long, this far, that so many people would listen and download the show and enjoy it and contribute. I never thought, honestly, just like we said earlier, a bunch of dudes getting together and having fun,
I love you, man.
I love you too, guys. We're tight.
I guess we have a Y100 bug. Is that, how would you word that?
Yeah, that's what it'll be now. If we go past 100, dude, everything is gonna go to shit. So that's it. 99 will be the last episode.
That's it. We're officially announcing 99, and we're done with our... What we'll have to do is we'll just rename it.
That's right. Or have Nick write a Perl script. Yeah, thanks to Nick, too. Have Nick write a Perl script to rename all those files.
We're going to have to... No, we're just going to roll over. So one.
Yeah, one. Yeah, dude. Like a freaking old-time video game, man.
Like my uncle. He would play the game so much.
That's right.
His score counter would roll over.
We will roll over Zaxxon, dude.
Yeah.
Or we have to change name. We could be RFB, Radio Freak Britain or something.
Yeah, for Nick.
There you go.
There you go.
Now we can put housing it over there to make it appropriate, and we're good to go.
Well, guys, thank you very much for being on this 50th episode. I think we've got enough recording now. Now we'll turn on the good stuff. The good stuff I've been saving for 50 episodes.
Tell you, all 50 episodes are good stuff, and I said it before, all 50 episodes are special.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you, Mute. You guys keep hacking and definitely keep being on the show. I'm going to be around next week, man. Next week will be 1 year. And honestly, I don't think anything really special is going to... Unless we get Josh on that show, next week could just be just another show, man. But it will be our 1 year anniversary.
We have a party and cake and everything?
Yeah, we can if you'd like. We can all get Twinkies at our respective locations. Drink our Jolt Cola.
Yeah, we'll all have to eat cake at the same time on the radio. That'll make great radio.
That would rock, yeah. We'll be smacking some freaking chocolate cake.
Hang on, yeah.
All right, guys.
All right.
Sign out for this one. Enjoy the rest of the show, everybody.
You guys, same hack time, same hack channel.
Oh, yeah. I'm right now. This is no.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed with the access code you dialed. Please check the code and try again, or call your long distance company for assistance.
All right. What does MILF mean?
You figure out. I'd like to fuck.
Well, that's from American Pie, right?
Yeah. All
right. Hold
it's
on.
Not like you watch movies or nothing.
Thank you for using AT&T
Internet.
Hell yeah, this is Dirty Man, Dual Parallel, Radio Freak America 20. What does MILF mean?
Mom, I'd like to fuck.
Oh yeah, Mom, I'd like to fuck. I just learned that, folks, by the way.
Yeah, Dylan was saying it about my mom the other day.
What?
I said I know, I like my tits. that was dirty.
You didn't know I was recording.
It hit me the last moment, actually. I'm like, oh,
I got
crap.
Her saying she likes her titties. Her tatas. Oh, yeah. Alright, here we go. Dual Parallel in the house. I am the Shizat. Rax is the Shizat. And Zapperlink is definitely the Shizat. Talk, Zapper.
Hey, this is Zapperlink.
Okay, you gotta make sure you keep your mouth just a little bit away from the mic and not too deep.
Okay, is that better?
Just pull your shorts up a little higher, make them kind of tight.
Come on, man.
Give yourself a wedgie and it'll change the bass.
That's good.
I'm Zapperlink.
That's good.
I'm sorry. We cannot complete your call at this time due to high call volume. Please try your call later.
Before I listen to music, I listen to a radio station.
Whoa. All right, let's just get a couple of things straight here. First of all, there are no greatest hits by Fleetwood Mac, okay? And the Beatles are long gone. If I'm correct, two are dead, is that right?
Yes. Two are dead, you're right.
AT&T. To place a call, please dial the area code and number you are calling. Thank you for using AT&T.
Thank you for calling MCI. Our system indicates you are calling from 602-222-2222. If this is the number you are calling about, press 1. If not, press 2.
Fucking cussing. He's like, fucking bitch, close the door, I'm Florida cat, and got her, you know. I yell at him like, go fuck away or I'll call the cops.
Right on. Did you really swear at him?
What?
Did you really swear at him?
I said, go away or call, and I said it in a way that just said, don't fuck with me, I'm not in the mood.
Hell yeah. Are you in that same kind of mood now?
No.
Okay, good.
Hey, oh, Duel, I got, did you see the other action shot?
The action shot? That doesn't sound good, dude.
Huh?
That doesn't sound very good. The action shot?
No, the action, the second one.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Okay, so we're not talking like porno.
No.
Did you see my action shot, man?
I said 30 seconds, send them in to you.
What's that?
You know.
What?
No.
We can't do that. This is a clean show, man. No freaking, no money shots, no porno shots, no freaking 2-on-1 action. No, none of that. None of that.
Do not use this option for non-emergency purposes.
Okay, I am Dual motherfucking Parallel. How do you feel about swearing, Kamikaze?
Oh, swearing is fine.
Okay, good deal. And you, Mary Chan?
Swearing makes baby Jesus cry.
Welcome to Quest. Our office is now closed.
I am one I'm like fucking Jesus. I sacrifice so much.
Like Super Monkey Ball, too.
I love Super Monkey Ball. I love monkeys. You like monkeys, Kamikaze?
Monkeys are pretty cool.
Monkeys are fucking cool, that's right.
Your call will now be completed. Please note, effective soon, this phone will no longer accept coins for AT&T long-distance calls. You may wish to begin using a prepaid calling card or other payment method as a substitute.
Hi, this is Nick84, as most you probably know, I'm on RootSecure.net and WarTyping.com. Wintermute asked me to be on the show, so that's why I'm recording this. Just say hello to Mute, Stank Dog, and everyone else listening. I'm going to tell you a bit about what I'm up to at the moment. Currently working on a few projects. One of them is a honeypot that I'll be putting up on the live server, along with the source code. So keep an eye out for it. If you see it, drop me an email, nick84@rootsecure.net. And on the last RFA, Wintermute mentioned I had Freedom Downtime up for download. Server that's on hasn't been that fast, so T3NL37 said he may be able to get a mirror up for that in a for about a month. If he can, then I'll post the URL so everyone else who hasn't got it can get it there. Okay, that's all I've got to say, so see ya.
Checking out. It's not going to be loaded. We're going to use in the scene. So, I take the shotgun down. You know, I've shot it before a bunch of times. And I bring it out. And you can see the sidewalk from my back of my house. So, there's this guy walking with dogs. So, I take the shotgun. Mm-hmm. And I cock it.
You killed the dog!
No, I didn't. I did kill the dog. I cocked it, and the guy looked over. I was like, what the fuck? And then walks away. Just keeps walking by. And then he comes back, and I do it again. It's just on the deck, filming this, like, scene with, we got cue cards. It's like a movie production. We got cue cards behind the cameraman. And she filmed me, and there's so many outtakes. It's so funny.
Thank you for calling Sprint for assistance with your PCS service.
So, I started swimming again. I need to get goggles, though, for that, I think.
Goggles? Do you have, like, one of those shower caps, too?
No! I wear the goggles because I'll go to the place and I'll still have my contacts in, you know? And so if I open my eyes underwater, you know, so...
Let them talk now.
No, I'm fine.
Condor, do you wear goggles in bed?
No.
Did your mom make you wear nose plugs when you go swimming?
What, the water wing?
Hey, what's wrong with floaties, man? Here, scoot closer.
Oh, alright, we got it. That's
not... There we go. Bunch of hands. All right, Condor, say something witty about Linux.
I like Linux.
There we go.
Buckle your seatbelt, Dorothy, because Kansas is going bye-bye.
You are listening to Radio Freak America.
You filthy criminies.